In this module, we're going to show you how to install ActiveSync onto your PC. With ActiveSync, you can synchronize the information on your desktop computer with the information on your PacMate. This means that synchronization compares the information on your desktop computer with the information on the PacMate, and updates both of them with the most recent information. In order to get started, the first thing you need to do is to be certain that you've got Outlook 2000 or later installed on your computer. ActiveSync's not going to work with Outlook Express. If you don't have Outlook 2000 or later installed on your PC, we've provided a copy of Outlook 2002 on your PacMate companion CD. Before we begin installing ActiveSync, be sure your PacMate's not connected to your PC. I have JAWS running on my PC, and I'm going to insert the PacMate companion CD. Once I've done this, the CD will auto-run, we'll hear some music, and JAWS will start to speak. I'm going to press Control to silence it, and we'll move down to the Start Here link. The contents of the companion CD will appear as a web page on your PC, so you'll be able to use standard JAWS commands to navigate through the links.
Page has 10 links. Getting started with your Pocket PC. Freedom Scientific's PacMate accessible Pocket PC device on mouse over link graphic images / a button. On mouse over link graphic images / button. Accessible. On mouse over link start here.
This is the link we want, so press enter and let's see what happens.
Enter. Page has 1 frame and 5 links. Start here link overview on mouse over link install Outlook 2002. On mouse over link install ActiveSync 3 points overview.
And I just pressed Control to stop us again. The link is install ActiveSync, which is what we want. And I want to be sure that we're all in the same place. Some of us may not be quite as quick on the draw as others in stopping the speech. So I'm going to press Control Home to move to the top of the screen and arrow back down to the link for installing ActiveSync.
Start here. Start here. Link overview. On mouse over link install Outlook 2002.
As a reminder, if you don't have at least Outlook 2000 loaded onto your PC, this is where you need to go to install Outlook 2002. I'll press down arrow again.
On mouse over link install ActiveSync 3.7.
This is the link that we want. I'll press enter here.
Enter. Page has 1 frame and 6 links. Start here on mouse over link overview on mouse over link install Outlook 2002. Link install ActiveSync 3.7. Link graphic images / home underline DTN. On mouse over link main menu. Untitled 1 frame install Microsoft registered ActiveSync registered 3.7 link install. Product details and installation guidelines. Microsoft registered ActiveSync registered 3.7 technology synchronizes information between your Pocket PC and your desktop or portable computer so you always have the most up-to-date information wherever you are. Once you have Microsoft registered Outlook registered installed on your computer, installing ActiveSync 3.7 is the next key step to getting started with your Pocket PC. Synchronize inbox, calendar, contacts, tasks, and notes, as well as your favorites list in Internet Explorer, Avant-Go information, and files, including documents in Word and Excel format. You can control the amount and type of information that is synchronized. For example, when synchronizing calendar, you can configure ActiveSync to synchronize appointments based on date ranges and categories such as business, holiday, and personal. You can also control when synchronization occurs. If you choose continuous synchronization, changes made on the desktop or Pocket PC are replicated immediately. To recover a sudden loss of data, you can configure ActiveSync to back up data on your Pocket PC. Choose whether to copy all information in internal storage on your Pocket PC or just the information that has changed since the last backup. Important note: before installing ActiveSync, ensure your Pocket PC Cradle is not yet connected to your computer. Connect the Cradle only after you have finished installing ActiveSync. Untitled 1 frame end.
I went ahead and let JAWS read all the way through that page because of the important notice at the end. When the text refers to cradling our device or making sure the Cradle is connected, you can think in terms of having the USB cable connected to the PacMate. It's the same as cradling an iPac or another Pocket PC device. So what that message is reminding us to do is to be sure that PacMate is not connected to the PC while we run this installation of ActiveSync. So if you have your PacMate connected, go ahead and unconnect it at this time. I'm going to press Shift-Tab to get back to the link we want.
Shift-Tab, install graphic link.
And I'll press Enter to start the installation process.
Enter. Installation message --- web page dialog, OK button.
I'm going to press Insert B to read the current window.
Installation message --- web page dialog. Installation message: you are about to install a product from the Pocket PC Companion CD. To continue, click OK and then do one of the following: click quote run this program from its current location, quote, and then click quote OK, quote dash or dash click quote open, quote OK button.
I'm going to do a say word by pressing Insert 5 on the number pad to be sure that I'm on the OK button.
OK.
And now I'm going to press spacebar to press the button.
Space. Save button. File download dialog. File download dialog. Some files can harm your computer. If the file information below looks suspicious or you do not fully trust the source, do not open or save this file. File name colon. Setup.x file type colon. Application from colon. E colon. Backslash ms backslash accent backslash main. This type of file could harm your computer if it contains malicious code. Would you like to open the file or save it to your computer? Save button.
In this case, I'm very confident about this code. I'm going to up arrow to open.
Open button.
And I'll press spacebar on this button as well.
Space. Start here dash Microsoft Internet Explorer untitled 0. Install visited graphic link. Setup dialog. Microsoft ActiveSync setup is preparing the install shield left paren r right paren wizard which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. OK button. Microsoft ActiveSync dialog. Next creator button.
Now we didn't hear everything that's on this screen, so I'm going to press insert B again.
Microsoft ActiveSync dialog. Next creator button. Cancel button. Help button. Setup Microsoft registered ActiveSync registered 3.7. Before you can exchange information between your mobile device and this computer, you must set up ActiveSync. This setup wizard will guide you through colon. Installing the ActiveSync program on this computer. Setting up your mobile device note colon. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before continuing with this setup wizard. Click next to continue with the setup process. Click cancel to quit setup. Less back button.
I'm going to use say word again to verify that I am indeed on the next button.
Next creator button.
And I'll press spacebar.
Space. Microsoft ActiveSync dialog. Next creator button.
Let's use the insert B to read this screen as well.
Microsoft ActiveSync dialog. Next creator button. Cancel button. Help button. ActiveSync will be installed in this folder colon. C colon. Backslash program files backslash Microsoft ActiveSync. Click change to select a different folder for installation of ActiveSync. Change dot 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 button. Space required colon. 10,488k. Space available colon. 2,097,152k. Less back button.
Again, let me confirm what button I'm on by using the say current word.
Next creator button.
And I'll press spacebar because I'm going to accept the folder that is presented to me here.
Space. Desktop. Dialog. Microsoft ActiveSync. Get connected dialog. Get connected to connect your device to this PC colon 1. Connect the cable to the PC 2. Turn on the device 3. Place the device in its cradle. ActiveSync should automatically detect your device. If your device is not automatically detected, click next. If you are using infrared left paren IR right paren, click help. Less back button. Next creator button. Cancel button. Help button.
We're going to use a USB connection in this case, so I'm going to connect the USB cable to the computer, I'm going to turn PacMate on, and then connect the USB cable to PacMate. And just as the dialog box says, ActiveSync will then find the PacMate and continue the process of setting up ActiveSync. I've already connected the USB cable to the computer, so now I'm going to turn PacMate on. Now I'll connect the USB cable to PacMate.
Connect the dialog. Start your USB status colon. Connect to the host. Cancel button today.
Microsoft ActiveSync. List view. 0 items. New partnership dialog. Set up a partnership. This wizard helps you establish a partnership between your mobile device and this computer. You can set up either a standard partnership to synchronize data between your device and this computer or a guest partnership to simply transfer data between your device and this computer. What kind of partnership would you like to establish between your device and this computer? I want to synchronize data between my device and this computer, keeping data such as email and calendar items up dash to dash date in both places. I want to only copy and move information between my device and this computer, add and remove programs, or restore a backup image on the device whose memory has been reset. I do not want to synchronize data. Standard partnership radio button checked. 1 of 2. Guest partnership radio button not checked. 2 of 2. Less back button. Next creator button. Cancel button. Help button.
We're presented with a couple of choices here. We can either establish a standard partnership, which allows us to do all kinds of things, including synchronizing our email, our tasks, our calendar. Or we can set up a guest partnership, which allows us to add and remove programs and do some other basic things with our PacMate. We're going to opt for a standard partnership, which as you heard is already checked. Let me read the current word to be sure of where I'm at.
Standard partnership radio button checked 1 of 2.
Standard partnership is checked, so I'll tab to the next button.
Tab, next creator button.
And we'll press space.
Space. Left paren note colon. You must have access to Microsoft Exchange server with Exchange ActiveSync or Microsoft Mobile Information Server. Right paren, you can synchronize data such as email messages and calendar items between your device and this desktop computer. However, if you have access to a Microsoft Exchange server with Exchange ActiveSync, you can also choose some information types to synchronize directly with the server, getting the most up dash to dash date information even when your desktop computer is turned off. How do you want to synchronize with your device? Synchronize with this desktop computer radio button checked. 1 of 2.
That is the option that we're going to accept. I'm going to tab to next.
Tab, less back button. Tab, next greater button.
And I'll press spacebar.
Space, to find out more about and to customize what gets synchronized, click on that information type in the list and then click settings. To synchronize a particular type of information, select its checkbox. To stop synchronization of that information, clear its checkbox. New partnership list view Avant-Go desktop computer : Avant-Go channels 1 of 9.
We're in a list view now. This list view contains 9 items. As you arrow up and down through the list, you can check or uncheck any of these items by pressing the space bar. Any item that's checked will be included in the synchronization process. I'm going to read the current line by pressing insert up arrow on the number pad.
Not checked. Avant-Go desktop computer : Avant-Go channels 1 of 9.
Avant-Go is the first selection on the list, and currently it's not checked. Let's press spacebar to check Avant-Go.
Space, Avant-Go channel synchronization dialog. Avant-Go is a free interactive service that gives you access to thousands of popular websites. You must have an internet connection to use Avant-Go. Synchronize your device to download Avant-Go channels, then use Pocket Internet Explorer to view them. OK button.
Avant-Go is the only option that will give you a message of this type. If you wish to specify which pages Avant-Go actually brings to your Pac-Mate, it'll require some customization on your part. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter new partnership list view Avant-Go desktop computer : Avant-Go channels 1 of 9.
Let's down arrow through the rest of these choices.
Checked calendar desktop computer : Microsoft Outlook 2 of 9.
And you notice JAWS said checked before it actually read the list choice, which is calendar. So calendar will be synchronized.
Checked contacts desktop computer : Microsoft Outlook 3 of 9. Checked favorites desktop computer : Internet Explorer 4 of 9. Not checked. Files, desktop computer : synchronized files, 5 of 9. Checked. Inbox, desktop computer : Microsoft Outlook, 6 of 9.
I want to take a moment just to show you how to set up your inbox. Press tab to get to the settings button.
Tab, settings, ... button.
And press spacebar.
Space. Mail synchronization settings dialog. Mail synchronization synchronizes the email messages and mail on your mobile device with either Microsoft Outlook or Microsoft Exchange on this computer. Mail folders 313 view. Deleted items 1 of 5.
The first thing you're going to encounter is a tree view. This tree view contains all of the folders in your mailbox system. If you like to forward incoming mail to specific folders to filter what actually shows up in your inbox, then you'll want to explore this tree view further. Each folder can be checked or unchecked to specify whether it actually is synced to your Pac-Mate or not. I don't have a lot of folders set up on this computer, and we're not going to take the time right now to explore the tree view, but I do want to let you know that Inbox is already selected. If you want to take a moment and explore that before we move on, you're welcome to do so. I'm going to press Tab.
Tab to save space, copy at most : checkbox checked.
This checkbox is currently checked. As you can hear, it allows you to copy only a certain amount of each message that comes in to save space in main memory. Let's press tab one more time to hear how many lines are actually allowed to be copied.
Tab, lines edit, 100.
So this means that only the first 100 lines of a message will actually be sent to your Pac-Mate. I don't like this feature personally. Let's press shift tab to get back to this checkbox.
Shift tab to save space, copy at most : checkbox checked.
And I'm going to uncheck it.
Space, not checked.
It's now not checked, so I'm going to receive the entire message in my Pac-Mate inbox. That's my preference. Press tab.
Tab, copy messages from the last : checkbox checked.
Again, another space-saving feature. This checkbox, as you heard, specifies how many days back messages will be copied. Or, in this case, let's press tab to hear the edit field.
Tab, days edit, 5.
In this case, you would copy only messages going back for the last 5 days. I leave that one on because I want to save a little bit of space. I receive a lot of email. If you wanted to uncheck that and copy all of the messages in your inbox back to Pac-Mate, you can certainly do that. Let's press tab again.
Tab, include file attachments, checkbox not checked.
The option to include file attachments is currently not checked. Again, a space-saving measure. I like to have my attachments on my Pac-Mate so I can read them, so I'll press the space bar to check this option.
Space checked.
When you're exploring inbox and the settings that you can actually implement from the Pac-Mate side of things, you'll find that it is possible to specify that attachments are stored to a compact flash card. That way they're not taking up space on your main memory. Let's press tab again.
Tab, limit attachment size to : checkbox checked.
Another checkbox that allows you to limit the size of attachments that are received and sent to your Pac-Mate. Let me press tab here.
Tab, KB edit, 100.
As you can hear, by default, attachments are limited to 100 KB or smaller. I want all attachments sent to my Pac-Mate, no matter what size they are. Room really isn't an issue for me because I'm saving all of my attachments to the compact flash card. I'll press Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab. Limit attachment size to colon. Checkbox checked.
And spacebar to uncheck this particular option.
Space not checked.
Press Tab again to proceed.
Tab. OK button.
There's the OK button. I'll press spacebar to accept these changes.
Space. Less back button.
We're back on the list that we were on before we went to Inbox Settings. The focus has changed from Settings to the Back button. Let me press Shift-Tab to get us back to the list of items to be synced.
Shift-Tab, Settings, dot, 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 button.
There's Settings again. Press Shift-Tab again.
Shift-Tab, New Partnership List View Inbox, Desktop Computer, colon, Microsoft Outlook, 6 of 9.
And we're back to Inbox. Let's down arrow to see what the rest of these selections are.
Not checked. Notes, Desktop Computer, colon, Microsoft Outlook, 7 of 9.
So if there are notes that you want to have synchronized between your PC and your Packmates, you would check this.
Not checked. Pocket Access, Desktop Computer, colon, Microsoft Databases, 8 of 9. Checked. Tasks, Desktop Computer, colon, Microsoft Outlook, 9 of 9.
And the last item on the list is Tasks, which you'll notice is checked. All of these items have a Settings button, just like Inbox did, so they are configurable. I've got ActiveSync set up the way I want it, so I'm going to tab to the next button so we can continue the process.
Tab, Settings, dot, 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 button. Tab, Less Back button. Tab, Next Greater button.
And press spacebar.
Space. Click Finish to exit this wizard. Setup complete. You are now ready to start exchanging information between your mobile device and this computer. Upon exiting this wizard, Microsoft ActiveSync will open and colon. If your device is a guest, click Explore on the toolbar and start exploring your device. If your device has a partnership, synchronization starts. Please wait until synchronization is complete before using your device. Finish button.
So we've completed the setup process. I'm going to press spacebar to finish.
Space. Microsoft ActiveSync details connected.
And at this point, the Pac-Mate is actually being synced to my PC. Synchronization can actually take a few minutes. So don't worry if your PC and the Pac-Mate don't seem to be doing anything. They're actually exchanging files and doing all the things that need to happen to get your Pac-Mate synced up and ready to go again. Your PC will actually let you know when synchronization is complete, so don't worry about an extended period of silence.
Gathering required information, dot, dot, dot. Please wait while Windows configures Microsoft Office XP Professional with front page progress bar 2%. Microsoft ActiveSync list view calendar status colon synchronized 1 of 6 connected 1 item not synchronized synchronizing dot 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 avant go colon 0 of 1 item completed 1 sec remaining connected synchronized.
And that announcement tells us that our Pac-Mate is now synchronized with our PC. Let's do an insert B to read the screen.
Microsoft ActiveSync file view tools help sync stop details explore options pocket underline PC connected synchronized information type status calendar synchronized contacts synchronized tasks synchronized favorites synchronized inbox synchronized avant go synchronized.
And as you can hear, all the things that were checked when we were setting up ActiveSync are now synchronized. What this means is I can now disconnect my Pac-Mate and walk away with it and read any of this information while I'm on the go. So any changes that I make to this information, for example, if I read and delete an email or if I send a reply, will be reflected on my PC the next time I synchronize my Pac-Mate. For your future information, every time you start the synchronization process, ActiveSync will put this dialog box on your screen. If you wish, you can press Alt F4 to get rid of the screen, and the synchronization process will still take place in the background. After my Pac-Mate is synchronized, if I'm ready to leave my desk and carry my Pac-Mate away with me, all I have to do is disconnect the USB cable. The PC and Pac-Mate take care of stopping the ActiveSync process.
Not connected. PC last synchronized 10/29/2003/11/18 a.m.
And I'll turn Pac-Mate off for now. This concludes the module on ActiveSync. Please join me in the next module.